Last week, we learned Rav Chalap's piece on making the Torah the path. And we had started a discussion last week about the idea that Torah specifically is the encompassing path. Within the path of Torah, so then you have many mitzvot, and the Torah gives us a system to deal with many situations. And we started discussing the idea that it's a mistake to make other ideals the path. Other ideals stem from Torah, but they're not the path. The path is Torah. And we said we would come back to this to explain. And so let's take an example. I'll take a personal example. The community I came from, or my family came from, made a very big stress, what they call Torah v'avoda, okay? The importance of balancing work with Torah. So if your path is Torah, so then what you're saying is Torah, not Torah v'avoda. You're saying Torah. You ask me, what, as a Jew, what path do I pursue? I'm pursuing the path of Torah. Now you'll ask me, wait, do you get a job? And I'll answer yes. And you'll ask me why. And the answer is because Torah tells me I'm supposed to be productive. And Torah tells me that in order to do mitzvot, I need to have a livelihood, right? How are you going to buy a mezuzah? How are you going to buy tefillin? How are you going to buy a lulav and an esrog? Matzah. All of life requires a certain income, right? You can't do the mitzvot without a certain source of income. So I definitely have to work to make a living. However, if you ask me, what's my system? Is Torah the system or is Torah v'avoda the system? So that's what the Rav we were quoting last week, that's what he was saying. That when people defined the system and they added something to Torah, they made a cardinal error. Torah is the system, and that's what we saw in Rav Chalap. The system is one thing, Torah. That system will tell you, in these circumstances, of course you have to get a job, you have to cover your costs. But the job is not the system. When you make Torah v'avoda, you equate something with Torah. You say, these are my ideals. That's a huge mistake. Meaning, I'll give another example. There are day schools in the world that teach many subjects, and one of the subjects is Torah. So what have they done? You know, you have 45 minutes to learn math, and 45 minutes to learn science, and 45 minutes to learn Torah. Excuse me? No. A child has to understand, Torah is all of life. Most of my day I learn Torah. I might have a need to know some math, to know some science. You live in a society, you want to know how to fix, you know, your light bulb, etc. You have to have a certain understanding in the world you live in. Okay, I'll teach you something about science. I'll teach you something about math. I'll teach you other things. You have a certain need to know how to function in the world you live in. But it's not on the same level. And this is reflected in many things we do. But at the core, it's reflected by the ideal. The ideal, that's what Rav Chalap said, the system, or Rav Chalap called it the path, that we're all on, is the path of Torah. And there's one thing that defines the path. And we gave other examples. People equated Torah and Zionism. Zionism is important. No one's saying it isn't important. It's important to settle the land. It's important to build. It's important to make aliyah. All those things are important. But to put them on the same level of Torah, that's where it comes from. Torah. Torah teaches me that I should live in Israel and develop the land of Israel. But it's not to say that it's on the same level. That's a mistake. Other people went and said, Torah and Vavtal Racha Kamoch are on the same level. No, they're not. Some people say, Derech Eretz Kadma La Torah. Right, as an intro to Torah. No one's saying Derech Eretz isn't important. Of course Derech Eretz is important. You have to be a decent human being. How could you learn Torah if you're not a decent human being? Torah will help you be a decent human being. Okay? But is it on the same level? No. So the idea of making the system, of equating things with the system of Torah, that's where Rav Chalap said that's wrong. Even the most positive thing, as important as it is, does not reach the level of being equated with Torah. The system is Torah. Now, Torah tells you, be a decent human being, be a kind human being, live in Israel. There are many things Torah tells you to do, and they're all important. However, they're not the system. They're not the, when you ask, what should I do? The answer is not these two things. No, the answer is Torah. And Torah will take you to everywhere. Torah will take you to being a kind person and to living in Israel and to having a job and to being a family-oriented person and to being an educator. All the good things that you should do, they're all there, and the Torah will lead you to them. But they cannot be on the level where I say, that's my system. When people say, I'm a family man. Okay, good, you should be a family man. That's very good. But I'm a Torah observant Jew. And through the Torah, I learn where the balance is. What time I should spend with family, what time I should spend learning, what time I should spend volunteering, etc. There are many good things we should do with our life. But there's one system. That's what Rav Chalap was saying. There's one path. That path includes all the good things. But the path is defined by Torah. And nothing else should be equated. And Rav Chalap said, all the good things are good. But they're not the path. And that's what we discussed last week. The idea that Torah will lead you and guide you to all the good things. But Torah is the path, and nothing else is the path. Everything else is what the parts of the path. They're included in the path. Yes?
Does he address, or my question would be, how does this pertain to what way within that path is best for one to connect to that one system?
So that we didn't see in Rav Chalap yet. That's another question, which we've dealt with on many Thursday nights, and I'll be happy to deal with it again.